never forget one starry, starry night. Well, I've got your record coming up right now.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always see with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you.
Some Nights in White Satin, and the Moody Blues sang it. And by the way, Rob Eden's just come into the studio and said, Graham, could you include this record also for Eddie Owens and his wife Norma, and also daughter Mabel, and the dog up there in Hoagland near Amersfoort. And Robbie says he'll see you sometime this week, Eddie, so keep that in mind. Matter of fact, I've got to make a telephone call to you when I come off the ship, too, and have a chat about something or other, but I won't tell you what that is on the air. I'll tell you about it when I come off the ship, and we'll get something organized there. But once again, Eddie, greetings to you from Robbie. Okay, Rob Eden. There we are. It's 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. Well, now let's hello to Marion Kirchhoff of Bassenhof, Twee en Dertig in Utrecht. And you say, dear Graham, here is a letter from me. Don't look in my English because it's rather bad. Well, it's all right. You say, I want to ask you something. About a year ago, I heard a record which I liked very much. It was The Watch from the group Matthews Soft and Southern Comfort. So I want to ask you if you can play this record for me on the 3rd of June. You know, I've had Mike Ross and all of us out here, Robbie. We're all searching madly for that record today, Marion, and we just couldn't find it anywhere. It is here, I know that, but we had a storm not so long ago, and some of the records managed to get put back in wrong places, and we're still sorting out some sections of the library, so therefore we've got to play you a substitute, but we have something for you from Matthew's Southern Comfort, which I hope you'll enjoy very much. So, Marion, this is for you, and you also would like it played for Ronald Van Geffen. Ronald is a boy which I love very much, you say, but he doesn't love me, and it's his birthday on the 9th of June. Maybe I'm too late with my request, but I hope that you can play it on that day. Well, there's not much you can do about things like that, you know, Marion, when there's, two people can be in love, but when love's coming more from one side than the other, there's not much you can do about it. You just have to sort of, suffer. Marion, greetings to you, and here you are, you and Ronald, this record from Matthew's Southern Comfort tonight. Hope you like it. It's called Mare, Take Me Home, and have a listen, I think, maybe Norman Barrington. So it sounds like Norman Barrington on the beginning of the record, but I know it's not, but it could be.
Nice song, man.
Well, it could have been Norman saying a nice song, that.
All of my life I've used the earth as a pillow and the sky as a blanket of blue. Saddle on you. So mare, take me home. Mare, take me home. Mare, take me home. Mare, take me home.
And I spent some time in jail, but then my face turned pale and my health was starting to fail. So the sheriff, he let me go. And then the townspeople caught me and they run me out of town on the rail.
Mayor, take me home. Mayor, take me home. Mayor, take me home. Mayor, take me home.
Godforsaken trail no more.
So mare, take me home. 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 Mare, take me home.
That's Matthew Southern Comfort and a thing called Mare Take Me Home, especially for Marion Kirkhoff and her boyfriend Ronald Van Heffen. Okay, 26 minutes after 11 o'clock, you're tuned to Radio North Sea International and Graham Gill with you on the R&I Request Show. Don't forget, by the way, if you'd like a record in our program, the address to write to is Radio North Sea International, Post Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. And don't forget, you must have your request in 2 weeks in advance. Now, a hello to Eileen Harland. Eileen, have you got that tape recorder ready, love? Because we're about to get something together for you. Eileen Harland of Rayleigh in Essex. And she says, "Dear Graham, thanks a million for the call tonight. Enjoyed it very much, but disappointed that I had not put the tape recorder ready so that I could replay when feeling lonely or depressed. My old tape messages never fail to cheer me." Oh, dear, I hope you don't get too lonely and depressed, Eileen. There's nothing worse than that, huh? I hope that our program brightens your day just a little bit, and I hope this record will too, because it's a nice one from Jim Reeves, and it's especially for you, and it's called Oh, How I Miss You Tonight. That was Jim Reeves and a beautiful song, especially for Eileen Harland of Rayleigh in Essex. Hope you liked it, Eileen. Oh, how I miss you tonight. Don't be lonely anymore. Cheer up and just think you've got R&I and all of us good DJs out here. And not forgetting the R&I Request Show every Sunday night between 10 and 12. Okay? Now take care of yourself. 29 minutes after 11 o'clock is the time on R&I. And it's hello to Lindsay. Lindsay writes from Beausmont, Flat 14, Ethelbert in Ethelbert Road, Margate in Kent. And Lindsay Cook, in actual fact, and he would like a record played for a fantastic and lovely girl. Her name's Julie, and Julie is in Paris on holiday, and she may also be in England, later on. You say her holiday is a well-deserved one, Graham. I shall leave the choice up to you. We've got something nice coming up for you, Lindsay, and your lovely girlfriend, Julie. And this is also being played for, Chedeke Balesma. And it's from a card from Sexbeardum in Friesland. Hello, Graham. Het is een briefje van mij. Jij weet natuurlijk niet wie ik ben en dat zal ik dan eerst maar even vertellen. Ik ben Chedeke Balesma uit Sexbeardum in Friesland. So dat weet je dan. Radio Noordzee vind ik geen Behoed station, zij kunnen bij jullie zo lekker aan horen. And you're going to say over here, you want a record by Cliff Richard, Power to All Our Friends. Deze vind ik hartstikke mooi. And dan de stem, bovendien is geen nog een stuk ook, hè? Wow. And you say here, Graham, dus een beetje meer Richard en een beetje minder Cassidy, alsjeblieft. All right, Jerry Gere, especially for you coming up right now, this one. Hope you like it. Cliff Richard and Power to All Our Friends.
Power to all our friends, to the music that never ends, to the people we want to be. Baby, power to you and me.
There's one old man, spends his life growing flowers, caring for the bees. Power to the bees. There's one old lady, spent her days making wine, the wine tasted fine. Power to the vine.
Power to the boys that played rock and roll, that made my life so sweet. And to the girls I knew before, the most I'll get to me. Power to all our friends, to the music that never ends, to the people we want to be. Maybe power to you and me.
There's one strong off the land, power to the land. There's some young girl laying down in Monte Carlo, laying in the sun. Power to the sun.
Power to the boys who played rock and roll and made my life so sweet. And to the girls I knew before, those I've yet to meet. Power to all. Boys who played rock and roll, I made my life so sweet. And to the girls I knew before, and those I've yet to meet. Power to all our friends, to the music that never ends, and to the people we want to be. Baby, power to you.
Right, there we are. Something for all the Cliff Richard fans tonight, and especially for Lindsay and his lovely girlfriend Julie, and not forgetting the people up there in Sexbeerum, especially Chedica Bylsma. Power to all our friends. Matter of fact, I've always been a Cliff Richard fan myself ever since I can remember, since Cliff made his first record, I think, which was a long time ago, Dynamite, way back in the early days, eh? Cliff and the Shadows. Ah, some good sounds there. Matter of fact, I had the pleasure of interviewing Cliff for an Australian radio station a few years ago. That was, that's going back about 5 or 6 years ago anyway. Now, we've got a card here from, Howard Kent writing in from Swanbrook House, Moorhampton Road, Donnybrook, Dublin, 4 in Ireland. And do I say that correctly? Ireland? Anyway, how are you, Howard? Thank you for your card, mate. And would you say hello to my lovely girlfriend, Jackie Healy, from Arklow, County Wicklow. At the moment, she is at boarding school in New Cross, County Wexford. And also, this request is for all my pals in Wesley College, Dublin, who are doing the intermediate this year. If you could please play something by Hawkwind. Well, we've got that for you. It's I'm not sure what it is. I'll tell you what it is. Wait a minute. It's Children of the Sun. Children of the Sun. That'll be something nice for you from Hawkwind and from the album In Search of Space. Also, we're slipping this one in tonight for Tony Brown of Pit House Chorley near Bridgeworth in Shropshire. How are you, Tony? Thank you very much, mate, for your letter. Hope that you'll enjoy something here by Hawkwind, too. We've got so many letters, and I thought, well, as you're into progressive music, you might like a bit of Hawkwind as well. So, for all the Hawkwind fans, here we are.
Thank you.
Well, that's Hawkwind there, and something to do with the moon, was it? Children of the Moon, there we are. Something great, track matter of fact, very nice, that In Search of Space is the title of the album. Now then, we're going to say hello to Lieutenant Clive Robb of the 1st Cooper Mangus Boys Brigade. And he's writing to us from 25 Princes Croft, Cooper Argus, Perthshire in Scotland. And he says, Dear Graham, would you please play... I hope you're still listening in for your record, because it's coming up now. You wanted it earlier tonight, but, I hope you're still listening in. Ella Ella by Axis. For the boys of the 1st Karangas Boys Brigade, who are out camping on the this weekend. Well, you must be listening now if you're camping. I mean, dear, it is sitting around the campfire with a can of beer. And as Brian McKenzie was telling me, he goes camping quite a lot. Have you ever been camping in Perthshire, Brian?
I've only been camping once in my life for about 2 days, and it rained solidly, so that put me off for life.
Anyway... Oh, that's a lot to be said for camping. I went camping years ago when I was a kid. Well, not so many years ago. I'm not that old. You say, tell Oof not to roll over in the night and flatten everybody, and that Colin has to take a shovel and dig the lats. There is a halfpenny for Boochie if he clears the porridge pot, and if Robert looks hard enough, he'll find a special somewhere. I wonder what a special is. Ah, dear. These Scottish lads, I tell you what. You say, Red Raymond, it's hard to say anything about you, Keith, and Batola, except wash behind your ears. From Lieutenant Clive Robb of the 1st Cooper Mangus Boys Brigade. All right, lads, here's your record. There we are. That was Anxious and Ayla for Lieutenant Clive Robb of the 1st Cargamongous Cooper Angus Boys Brigade there in Perthshire in Scotland, and for all the lads out camping tonight. Hope it's not raining, fellas, and hope that you're getting plenty to eat and having lots of fun. 17 and a half minutes to 12 o'clock. Don Bennett of 17 Esk Grove, Bilston, Midlothian in Scotland. How are you? Thank you very much for your letter. You'd like to hear Billy's Bag by Billy Preston. For your good friends and colleagues Dave Murphy, Mike West and Martin Conroy, wishing them all the best of luck for the future. And please extend my very best wishes to all the good people who have taken time out to write to me in the last few weeks. Well, we've got your record coming up in just a minute, Dom. We're also slipping this one in tonight for, and I know they won't mind, Linda Jean and Rita, because we're a bit tied up for time. Anyway, they've written in, and we are three hard-working students at Aberdeen, and just to cheer us up, Graham, before our exams, could you play a request for all our friends? Ian up in Orkney, Pete, Marty and John, Jimmy, Gumbo and Cliff and Danny and everyone we know who is listening. We've got something. I think you don't mind sharing this particular record, Billy's Bag by Billy Preston, because we're a bit pushed for time. And also we hope somebody who won't mind sharing this one also is Carolyn Harvey. Carolyn, if I could play your record and fit it into the program, I certainly would, but we're pushed for time, and I've got so many records here to play and so many cards, loads and loads of cards. Anyway, Carolyn, thank you for writing. Carolyn Harvey of Halesworth in Suffolk, and we hope you like this one too. You'd like it also dedicated to your friend Gail Hannell, who lives in Ditchingham Bungay in Suffolk, and wish her all the best for her forthcoming exams. Oh, well, that's Billy's Bag tonight and Betty Preston. All right, let's move on now and say hello to Raymond Smith. Raymond Smith of 279 Rogland Street, Lowestoft in Suffolk, England. How are you, Raymond? Thank you for your letter. You say, dear Graham, have listened to your request program on many occasions and I would like to request a record for all those who live and listen alone and have no one to send them a request, especially all those young ladies between 20 and 25, as I too live alone and never expect a request. Also dedicate this to the DJs and all responsible for producing the show. Could you possibly play Somebody Somewhere by the New Seekers? We have got a record.
Have a look here.
It's not the one you've asked for, but we have got something else which I hope you like. It's called Reaching Out for Someone. Reaching Out for Someone by the New Seekers. So we hope you like this, Raymond. Okay. And if you're living alone in that bed, sitter mate, hope that you're, you're just relaxing, putting your old feet up and being king of the castle and having a nice time and listening to R&I tonight. Okay. Beverly Ringe of 586 Bramford Road, Ipswich, Suffolk in England. How are you tonight? Thank you, Betty. excuse me. I put the microphone off to cough. How are you, Beverly? Thank you for your card. And you say would like a record from the fantastic New Seekers for Marty Christian, whose birthday was on the 27th of May. Well, Marty, I hope 27th of May was a happy birthday for you. That was last Sunday, wasn't it? And you say also play this record for my mum, Brenda, in Ipswich Town football team, deserves a mention for winning the Texaco Cup this season, especially Mick Mills. And please mention your Rob Eden. He deserves a request. Matter of fact, Rob's with us out in the boat having a few well-earned days of rest. Also, hello to Thomas, is it Beckett or Bennett? Thomas Bennett, we'll say, or Beckett, of Eaglesfield in Lockerbie, Denvershire. I hope I've got that pronunciation correct. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this one too. Thomas, it's coming up right now from the New Seekers.
Never came.
And this is Graham Gill with you on the Hour and I Request Show. I've got a rather nice card here now. It's from Dolly and Jack, writing in from 8 Causeway, Brent Pelham in Hertfordshire. And they say here, please for my pen friend, Graham. Her name's Mary Warner of 24 Retterden Gardens, Wickford in Essex. Would you wish her tonight a very happy birthday for June the 4th, which of course is tomorrow, and a big hello to her family and friends, Pauline, Terry, Joanne, and Buster, Andy, Eileen, and Tom Harland, and thanking you all on our NI from your close friends, Dolly and Jack. There you are, Mary. Very best greetings to you on your birthday, and I'm sure that Marge Milton and Pam Wood, and also Doreen Barnes, and Andy Archer and myself would like to include ourselves on wishing you all the very best for a happy birthday. Well, I know you like really good soul sounds, and I know you like Joe Simon, so how about this one? It's especially for you. You keep me hanging on.
It's true. You got me wrapped around your finger. Oh, honey, it seems where I belong. You know how to hold me, thrill me, and control me. Just enough to keep me hanging on. Oh, honey, just enough, just enough to keep me hanging on. Just enough to keep me hanging on. Let me say it again. Just enough. Just enough to keep me hanging on. A love as true as mine will make you do most anything. Like hiding tears. Got me where you want me, and you keep me stringing along. Just enough to keep me hanging on. Oh, honey, just enough to keep me hanging on. Oh, tell me why.
That's a beautiful song, and Joe Simon sang it tonight, especially for Mary Warner. Hope you have a very happy birthday tomorrow, Mary. All your friends are thinking of you, and wish you all the best, especially Dolly and Jack. Okay? All right, there we are. We're going to try and squeeze in one more very quickly and say hello briefly to some people writing in. Anna Marie Pike of 33 Cleveland Road, Canvey Island in Essex. A substitute for you, but I hope you like it, Anna Marie. And also, a birthday was on the... was it a birthday call? Let's have a look here. On the 28th of May, but anyway, it's greetings to some people living... I'll just call the names out because we haven't got time, otherwise we'll miss the music. Okay, it's Valeria Elliott, Church Dam, Railway Crossing, Reedham, Norfolk, England, Nor 69. Here's our final record coming up, and we hope you like it, from Christian Anders.
Es fährt ein Zug nach nirgendwo. Es fährt ein Zug nach nirgendwo. Mit mir allein als Passagier. Mit jeder Stunde, die vergeht, führt er mich weiter weg von dir. Es fährt ein Zug nach nirgendwo, den es noch gestern gar nicht gab. Ich hab gedacht, du glaubst an mich, und dass ich dich für immer hab. Es fährt ein Zug nach nirgendwo und niemand stellt von grün auf rot das Licht. Macht es dir wirklich gar nichts aus, dass unser Glück mit einem Male zerbricht? Es fährt ein Zug nach nirgendwo, bald bist auch du genau wie ich allein. Sag doch ein Wort, sag nur ein Wort, und es wird alles so wie früher sein.
That takes us off with our show tonight. Trust you've enjoyed it. Our final one from Christian Anders, Es wird ein Zug. And that brings our show to a close. Trust you have enjoyed it. Till it's my turn to greet you again with the R&I Request Show, this is Graham Gill bidding you all a very good night, and I trust you've had a very happy weekend.